Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. William Cox, WILLIAMCOX. Data Services, 1-4-2023. Mr. William Cox is here for an evaluation for the injuries that he suffered from an automobile accident on 9-25-2022. His date of birth is 4-22-1977. The patient reportedly or allegedly was involved in a T-bone accident on the passenger side. As a result, he started having mild headaches, especially to the front and the left and right temple, with dizziness and vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of concentration, and blurred vision. And pain started in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back with radiation to the right buttock and involvement of the right second, third, fourth finger as numbness without any radiation from the neck. He also had pain in the right elbow. Currently, the patient reports the following. The pain is now almost 30% better, and pain in the neck is mid-back and lower back is 8. Right elbow pain is 7. There is no pain in the shoulders or the left elbow or left hand. No pain in the, no radiation of the pain to the buttocks or the legs, and pain level is between 8 and 9. His primary care doctor is Dr. Gene Michaels at Macomb Medical Wellness Center. The patient reports the pain level has varied between 8 and 9. And the ADLs are affected to the tune of 8 as follows. General activity, mood, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. And in the system review, patient reports is suffering from headaches that are around 7 and associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, weakness, lack of concentration. He denies any double vision or vision spots in the eyes, or ear ringing or blackout seizures. He denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any lack of focus or loss of memory, confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, he has an ongoing stiffness of the shoulders as well as neck and lower back stiffness. And he has pain in the neck and the mid-back, upper back and lower back. And right elbow pain. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. In the GU, patient has no incontinence, the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. And substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance is the patient reports for compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 100 and 62/103, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is 11-4-2022, dictation number is, 12-5-2022, dictation number 1208-054. Kindly copy and paste along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to continue naproxen 500 twice a day. For anti-inflammatory, a level 50 milligram at night for help with the sleep. Wellbutrin XR is provided for depression and panic control. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour. PRN 75 tablets are provided. Neurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for 30 tablets for headache relief. Patient will continue having physical therapy at 2 times per week with traction massage, aqua therapy on the area of pain, which is neck, mid back, lower back, shoulder, elbow, and we will see him, and he is released to a light duty job. 10 pound lifting limit, 7 hours, 7 days. an X-ray, sorry, an MRI of the cervical spine and MRI of the left shoulder has been ordered to identify the pain causing issues. Thank you.